Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in God's word. Praising God today, because it is another day. But the word that God gave me this morning is God will pass every test. Don't test God. God will pass every test. Don't test God. So many times we get caught up. Test God. Well, God, if you do such and such, then I'll do such and such. Well, if you let me have this or that, then, Lord, I'll do what you asked me to do. In our lesson this morning, we have Gideon, who God is giving a command. But then Gideon says to God, if you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said, look, I shall put a fleece of wool on the threshing floor. If there is dew on the fleece only, and it is dry on all the ground, then I shall know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said. That's just a little bit of the word. But I just thought, that's bold. But we shouldn't do that. God's yes is yes. God's no is no. And every now and again, he'll tell you, not right now. Not right now. But it's yes, and it's no. We got to trust God that every bill will be paid, that everything will work the way it's supposed to work. God does not lie. He is not a man. Can I say it again? God is not a man, and he does not lie. Tell the truth every time. And he loves us so much. And he wants the best for us. He wants the best for us. He wants the best for you. He wants the best for me. Why? Because he's God. And he's good. And he's kind. And he's loving. That's God. And we've got to trust him. In all things, we've got to trust him. Trust him, believe, and know that he's got us. He's got us in our coming in, and he's got us in our going out. He loves you. He loves me. And he wants me to be the best that I can be. God is good. God is good. He's good. And all I can say is thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your kindness. Thank you, Lord. And guide me, Lord. For I trust in you, and I want to be the best that I can be. I want to do better than I've ever done. You've got to have those words in the heart. I want to do better. I want to live right. I trust in you. I believe in you. That all things work for my good. We got to know and believe that God has our covering. Father God in heaven, we come to you this morning, lifting up the name of Jesus, trusting that everything is what it needs to be. Father God, I give myself away for you to use me, Lord. Use me to the very best. Use me by your grace and mercy. Use me, Lord. For your, my hope is built on nothing less than your love and righteousness, Father God. Father, I lift up this mighty word this morning, praying that it touches someone's heart, someone's mind, someone's spirit, that they will not question you. They will just do. Because you, God, are in charge of our life. You gave us breath in our bodies. You gave us strength in our limbs. You are awesome and you are mighty. You are God. And I look up and give you hallelujah praise. And I thank you, Lord, for this new day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's get started. We got some word this morning. So please join me in the book of Judges, chapter 5. I believe she is in now. I do not see her yet, but I believe that Mother Valerie was planning on coming back today, but I do not see that she is. So we are going to get started with our word. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone, for coming in, for joining us. We appreciate, we love you, and we want you to be blessed by the word of God. So, again, join me in Joshua chapter 5 on this 20th day of April. And before we get started, I just want to take a minute to have a moment of silence for Dr. Charles Stanley, who passed away on the 18th. He was 90 years old, and we would not be having the word that we have and the richness of it had it not been for Dr. Stanley and this wonderful Bible, which I will tell everyone again, please get the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. I feel like Dr. Stanley is with us every morning, preaching a word and giving us insight. So please take a moment to thank God for Dr. Stanley and to pray for his family. Heavenly Father, we come to you again this morning. Thank you for Dr. Charles Stanley, a mighty man of God who we know rests in your loving arms. We ask you, Lord God, to cover his family. Cover them in their going out and their coming in. Cover In Touch Ministries, Lord God. Cover his former church, God, First Baptist. Cover all the people that will miss and mourn him, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, to give peace, because we know that absent from this earthly body is in your presence. And so, Father God, we thank you. We praise you, and we lift up the Stanley family. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanking God and thanking all of you. Again, please keep the Stanley family in your prayers. And let's get started. It says, then Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinadab, sang on that day, saying, because understand, I want to go back for a hot minute. And I'm not, my grandson asked me, Grandma, what is a hot minute? And I honestly said it's a minute that goes real quick. So a minute is a minute, we all know. But for a little person of five, you just have to say it's something that goes very quick. But understand, Barak went to Deborah and said, you know, I want you to go with me. And what she told him as a prophetess was, you will not get the glory from this battle. It will be a woman. And the woman was Jael, who tried to hide in her tent. He asked for water. She gave him milk. He fell asleep. She took a tent peg and pounded it through his head and killed him. So by the time Barak came, he was already dead. And who got the glory? A woman, Jael, just as the prophetess had told him. So now we're coming to the aftermath of the fight. And Barak, Barak not getting the glory. So let's see what it says. Then Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinadab, sang on that day, saying, when leaders lead in Israel, when people willingly offer themselves, bless the Lord. Hear, O kings, give ear, O princes. I will sing to the Lord. I will sing praise to the Lord God of Israel. Lord, when you went out from Seir, when you marched from the field of Edom, the earth trembled and the heavens poured. The clouds are poured water. The mountains gushed before the Lord. This Sinai before the Lord God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, son of Anat, in the days of Jael, the highways were deserted. The travelers walked along the byway. Village life ceased. It ceased in Israel until I, Deborah, arose. Arose a mother of in Israel. They chose new gods. They choose new gods. And there was war in the gates. They chose new gods. Everything that the Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not bow down to idols. They were doing in the gates. Not a shield or spear was seen among 40,000 in Israel. My heart is with rulers of Israel who offer themselves willingly with the people. Bless the Lord. Seek you who ride on white donkeys, who sit in judges' attire, and who walk along the road, far from the noise of the archers among the watering place. There they shall recount the righteous acts of the Lord, the righteous acts for his villages in Israel. Then the people of the Lord shall go down to the gates. Awake, awake, Deborah. Awake. Sing a song. Arise, Barak, and lead your captives away, O son of Abinadab. When the survivors came down, the people against the nobles, the Lord came down for me against the mighty. From Ephraim were those whose roots were in Amalek. After you, Benjamin, with your people, from Nagar, rulers came down. And from Zebulun, those who bore the recruiter's staff, and the princes of Issachar were with Deborah. As Issachar, so was Barak, sent into the valley under his command. Among the divisions of Reuben, there were great resolves of heart. Why did you sit among the sheepfolds to hear the piping of the flocks. The divisions of Reuben have great searchings of heart. Gilead stayed beyond the Jordan, and why did Dan remain on ships? Asher continued at the seashore and stayed by his inlets. Zebulun is a beguiler alive to the point of death. Naphtali also on the height of the battlefield. The kings came and fought, and the kings of Canaan fought in Tanakh by the waters of Megiddo. They took no spoils of silver. They fought from the heavens. The stars from their courses fought against Asherah. The torrent of Kishon swept them away. That ancient torrent, the torrent of Kishon, oh, my soul, march on in strength. Then the horse's hoofs pounded, the galloping of his steeds. Cursed Mizra, said the angel of the Lord. Cursed his inhabitants bitterly, because they did not come to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. Most blessed among women is Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite. Blessed is she among women in tents. He asked for water, she gave milk. She brought out cream in a lordly bowl. She stretched her hand to the tent peg, her right hand to the workman's hammer. She pounded the sewer, she pierced his head. She split and struck through his temple. At her feet he sank, he fell, he lay still. At her feet he sank, he fell. Where he sank, there he fell, dead. The mother of Sisera looked through the window and cried out through the lattice, why is his chariot so long in coming? Why tarries the clatter of his chariot? Her wisest lady answered her, yes, she answered herself. Are they not binding and dividing the spoil to every man or girl or Jew? But Sarah plunder of dyed garments, plunder of garments embroidered and dyed, two pieces of dyed embroidered for the neck of the looter. Thus let all your enemies perish, O Lord, but let those who love him be like the sun when it comes out in full strength. So the land had rest for 40 years. 40 years because a woman took a tent peg, and stabbed it through the enemy's head. Did not walk in fear. She walked in faith, knowing that God was with her. Thank God for Jael. Thank God for Deborah. Women can do the work that God calls us to do. Hallelujah. She didn't test God. And then we go into our chapter 6, which is where our title is coming from today. Not exactly the word, but it is coming from this because Gideon, a man of God, man called by God, kept testing God. And God passed every test to get Gideon to get up and do what he was called to do. We should not test God. Well, Lord, if you want me to go to church next Sunday, then don't let it rain. Because, you know, I just got my hair done and I don't want to get it wet. Lord, if you want me to go to that woman's conference, then let me win the lottery. Because, you know, Lord, I need some money. Well, Lord, if you want me to do such and such and such, then don't let it do this. Don't let it do this. What in the world? Quit testing God. Well, Lord, if you want, then you got to. No, God don't have to do anything. But we have to obey him. Whatever God says do, even though you're thinking, Lord, it's taken away to my last. Lord, this happened and that happened, and this shouldn't have happened and that shouldn't have happened. And, Lord, you know, God, that I only have this and that, and I have to pay this and I have to do that. And, you know, maybe I should, you know, no. Just do what God says to and watch him work in your life. We must
trust God.
And it says, then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, so the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian for 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel because of the Midianites, the children of Israel, made for themselves the dens, the caves, and the strongholds which are in the mountains. So it was whenever Israel had sown, Midianites would come up also. Amalekites and the people of the east would come up against them. Then they would encamp against them and destroy the produce of the earth as far as Gaza and leave no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor donkeys, but they would come up with their livestock and their tents, coming in as numerous as locusts. Both they and their camels were without number, and they would enter the land to destroy it. So Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried out to the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet to the children of Israel, who said to them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I bought you, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all who oppressed you, and drove them out before you, and gave you their land. Also, I said to you, I am the Lord your God. Do not fear the little g gods. That's what I call it, the little g gods. But it says, do not fear the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash and the Abizarite, while his son Gideon thrashed wheat in the wine press in order to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. Gideon said to him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? Where are all his miracles which our fathers told us about, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Then the Lord turned to him and said, Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? So he said to him, oh, my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least of in my father's house. And the Lord said to him, surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man. Then he said to him, if now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who talk with me. Do not depart from here, I pray, until I come to you and bring out my offering and set it before you. And he said, I will wait until you come back. So Gideon went in and prepared a young goat and unleavened bread with an ephah of flour. The meat he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot, and he brought them out to him under the terebinth tree and presented them. The angel of God said to him, take the meat and the unleavened bread and lay them on this rock and pour out the broth. And he did so. And the angel of the Lord put out the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened bread. And fire rose out of the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened bread, and the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. Testing God. God what? Pass the test. Then the angel of the Lord put out the end of his... Now Gideon perceived that he was the angel of the Lord, So Gideon said, "Alas, O Lord God, for I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." Then the Lord said to him, "Peace be with you. Do not fear. You shall not die." So Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it "The Lord is Peace." To this day, it's still in Ophrah of the Abizrites. Now it came to pass the same night that the Lord said to him, "Take your father's young bull, the second bull of 7 years old, and tear down the altar bell that your father had, and cut down the wooden image that is beside it, and build an altar to the Lord your God on top of this rock in the proper arrangement, and take the second bull and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the image which you shall cut down." So Gideon took 10 men from among his servants and did as the Lord had said to him. But because he feared his father's household and the men of this city too much to do it by day, he did it by night. And when the men of the city arose early in the morning, there was the altar of Baal torn down, and the wooden image that was beside it was cut down, and the second bull was being offered on the altar which had been built to one another. "Who has done this thing?" And when they had inquired and asked, they said, "Gideon, the son of Joash, has done this thing." Then the men of the city said to Joash, "Bring out your son, that he may die, because he has torn down the altar of Baal, and because he has cut down the wooden image that was beside it." But Joash said, "Whoop, daddy comes to rescue." Said all who stood against him, "Would you plead for Baal? Would you save him? Let the one who would plead for him be put to death by morning. If he is a god, let him plead for himself, because his altar has been torn down." Therefore, on that day, he called him Jerubbaal, saying, "Let Baal plead against him, because he has torn down his altar." Then all the Midianites and Amalekites, the people of the east, gathered, and they crossed over and encamped in the valley of Jezreel. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. He blew the trumpet, and the Abizrites gathered behind him. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also gathered behind him. He also sent messengers, Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali, and they came up to meet him. So Gideon said to God, "If you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said, look, I shall put a fleece of wool on the threshing floor. If there is dew on the fleece only, and it is dry in all the ground, then I shall know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said." And it was when he rose early the next morning and squeezed the fleece together, he wrung the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. Then Gideon said to God, "Do not be angry with me, but let me speak just one more. Let me test, I pray, just one more with the fleece. Let it now be dry only on the fleece, but on all the ground let there be dew." And God did so. That night it was dry on the fleece only, but there was dew on all the ground. You know, Gideon didn't play, but he still questioned God. Everything he was told to do, he still did it. Question. You know, we have to quit questioning God. God will do what he said he will do. He will take us where he says he will take us, and we will go where God says go. And this is what the life lessons that Dr. Stanley gives us. God rest his soul. And it says, Judges 5:13, "The Lord came down for me against the mighty." When we face off against the mighty, we need the Lord to help us. If we want to win, then we will get on our knees in prayer. The secret to success remains the same throughout the Bible. The presence of God, when he is with us, or more accurately, when we are with him, success naturally follows. Judges 6:10, "I am the Lord your God. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites." God intends all of his words for our benefit, although not all of them bring us comfort. When the Lord rebukes or admonishes us, he does so out of love, desiring that we return to him, the source of life. Who is the source of our life? God is. Who put breath in our body? God did. And we need to praise him and only him. We can't bow down to everything. All these idols are out there. Idol this, idol that. American idol, this idol. And we need to watch ourselves. You know, don't get caught up in the hype. We got to trust God. And we got to do what God says do. And this is a life question for Dr. Stillman, for Judges chapter 6. And it says, is fleece throwing a good way to discover the will of God? Some try to determine God's will by throwing fleece. We say, if X happens, ooh, Dr. Stanley, all up in my message this month. If X happens, then I'll do one thing. But if Z happens, then I'll do another. But how does such a strategy differ from treating the will of God like a corn dog? Come on now. And basing our decisions on whether it falls heads or tails. Dr. Stanley, no, he used to, ooh, that means. In most cases, putting out a fleece demonstrates not a robust faith in God, but an unhealthy suspicion that he doesn't have our best interests at heart and that he really can't be trusted to fulfill his word. We find the act of fleece throwing in the book of Judges when God calls Gideon to fight the Midianites. Gideon doesn't feel so sure about the divine assignment and puts out his fleece, not to discover the will of God, but to try to gain some confidence that he will enjoy success. Notice three things about this questionable practice. First, the fleece throwing was Gideon's idea, not God. Nowhere in Scripture does God authorize such a practice or call it a desirable method of knowing its purposes. Second, only here in Scripture is this method used. No one else employs it. Third, Gideon did not perform the fleece throwing to know God's will, but to gain confidence in the outcome that God had promised. Gideon already knew with certainty that God wanted him to lead the people into battle against the Midianites. The armies had already gathered for battle. Gideon knew he was the leader. He simply wanted an extraordinary sign from God that he and the Israelites would succeed. Repeatedly in Scripture, God calls us to remain faithful to him without regard to whether we will succeed. Genuine trust in God means that we follow him wherever he leads and do whatever he directs without any concern for the outcome. Job had the right idea. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Gideon's fleece throwing indicated that he didn't really trust God. Likewise today, many people who use fleece throwing reveal that they don't really trust God to remain true to his word. But God calls us to a different path. Let out promise, our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Hallelujah. I will trust God. He said, I will help you. This is what you must do. And we got to do what God says do. 6 and 12. The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. The Lord's estimation of us often differs from our own. God saw Gideon as a mighty man of valor. Gideon saw himself as weak and little. When we believe God and not ourselves, we become what he says we are. Hallelujah. We become what he says we are. Psalms 49:1-9. To the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Hear this, all people. Give ear, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor. Together my mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall give understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb. I will disclose my dark thing on the heart. Why should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heel surrounds me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their souls is costly, and it shall cease forever, that he should continue to live eternally and not see the pit. And when we go back over to Judges chapter 6 and 34, it says the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. When the Spirit of the living God filled us, impossibilities become possible. As Paul writes, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Again, I got to say this. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, of a mind. That's what God has given us as his children. God loves you. God loves me. He cares about us. And he will always be there. All we have to do is trust him that he will make everything we need come to fruition, and he will stretch it. He will stretch it. And in Proverbs 14:20-21, the poor man is aided even by his own neighbor, but the rich has many friends. He who despises his neighbor's sins, but he who has mercy on the poor, happy is he. Hallelujah, what a mighty word. Luke chapter 15, verses 1-10. It says, then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him to hear him, and the Pharisees and the scribes complained, saying, this man receives sinners and eats with them. So he spoke this parable to them, saying, what man of you having 100 sheep? I love this word. This was our women's conference last year, 99. And a half won't do. 99 won't do. Whew, hallelujah. The Lord will come after us. He will not allow you to be that lost sheep. He will send someone for you. And it says, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say to you that likewise will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I lost. Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Hallelujah. Lord God, we ask forgiveness for any sins we have committed in thought, in word, in deed. But we are not perfect. We are all sinners saved by grace. We thank you, Lord, for the grace of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you gave his son for our sinful lives. We got to shout it out. Thank you, God. Mighty son that you gave. Thank you, God, that he loved us so much that he came to this awful, wicked world and died for our sins. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. As the psalmist says, it makes me want to shout. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for this mighty word this morning. Lord, we understand we cannot test you. Your yes is yes, and your no is no. Hallelujah. Luke 15 and 6, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. The Lord is neither cold-hearted nor matter-of-fact about finding his lost sheep and bringing them home. He takes great joy and feels great excitement in reestablishing a close bond with his wandering ones. Luke 15 and 10, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Jesus cannot talk about heaven and about the redeemed who populate it without talking about joy and gladness. Heaven is a very happy place because joy is an attribute of God. Woo! Galatians 5 and 22. We got to trust God, family. We got to keep on believing that all things are going to work for our good because we trust in the Lord. We got to believe that God said in his word, I will never leave you or forsake you. That is what he meant and that is what he said. And we can stand on his word. Again, not about me, not about you, but it is always about him. Always about God. Always believing that God has our best interest at heart. He don't just play around. Let me see what I can do to mess with the humans today. That's not God's way. He doesn't do that. God does not do that. He loves us and he cares about us. And he wants us to be the best that we can be. We can't be wishy-washy. One foot in, one, you know, I'll do it tomorrow. You know, I'm a one of those, I'm going to do it tomorrow people. And I had to ask God, Lord, forgive me for that. If I can do it today, Lord, help me to do it today. Because nobody is promised tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. We've got to trust God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and goodness, faith. Galatians 5:22. You know, God wants everybody to walk in righteousness. He wants us to have joy. He wants us to have the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Your faith is what God wants from us. He wants us to be faithful. He wants us to be loving. He wants us to know that God is with us wherever we go. He said, I will never leave you or forsake you. And we got to trust in his word and trust in him because it's easy to believe in the world and the world system. But we got to believe that God will defeat our enemies. And that defeat is impossible. As we pray this morning, in the word from 1 Chronicles, chapter 22, verse 13, the New King James, and it says, then you will prosper if you take care to fulfill the statutes and judgments with which the Lord charged Moses concerning Israel. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be dismayed. God, my Father, you are the leader of my life. May I never walk away from your wisdom that brings life. As long as my life is joined to yours, I will taste the fruit of your kingdom, carrying it with me into every situation. I will not be dismayed when the timing of your promises does not match up with my own. Encourage my heart when disappointment starts to set in. Keep my heart woven into yours. giving me the strength and courage I need to keep going, walking in the confidence of who you are. I will find the satisfaction I'm looking for. How I miss it when it's all based. Your strength becomes my own as I lean on you. I don't have to trust in my own ability. What a relief. Thank you for your grace that leads me into the abundance of life in you. And a question, what unknown outcomes are keeping you from showing up with courage? Are you testing God, or are you just doing what God says do? We cannot test God. We got to just do it. Whatever God says do, do. Wherever God says go, go. Hallelujah. What a mighty word this morning. I can only say thank you, God. Thank you, God. And, you know, I just looking, Sister Carolyn, as many know, has been very busy. But so we're getting our word after the word. But the word for this morning, which was yesterday's word, is, again, right on point. Your praise will take you from problems to your provision. Bam. That's it. Your praise will take you from problem provision. God will provide. He always does. All you can say is lift those hands and say with me, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for just waking me up this morning and putting breath in my body, because somebody didn't wake up today. Dr. Stanley didn't wake up on yesterday. He woke up in the heavenly presence of God, because the word tells us from the body is in the presence of the Lord, and I trust in that word that God is blessing his children. All you have to do is wait on the Lord. Don't get caught up in the world hype and the foolishness of this world. Trust God. Trust God. And I got to make it personal. Bridget Marie, trust God. Whoever you are, make it personal. I will trust you, Lord. I know that things seem dire. I know that my stresses are up, but I will trust you, Lord. Whatever your situation, I will trust you, Lord, and watch God work in your life. Please. And I trust God. And I know that I know all things will work out as long as you do what you say you will do. Hallelujah. Trust God today. Give it over to God and let God work in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the honor and all the praise. Keep God first, family, and watch it work in your life. Love you. Trust God. Have a great and wonderful day, knowing that God is with you and that he loves you. I love you, too. Have a great day. And if there's anyone, before we get out of here, I would be remiss. If there's anyone that has a word, whatever it is, to show how good God is, because God will pass every test. Don't test God. That's our word for this morning. We got to trust God, not test God. Well, no one is wanting to speak. And for those that listen on social media, I give you our number if you would like to be a call-in. It is 213-943-3597. You can call that number if you're not at, you know, can't get into your Facebook or you can't, you know, get into Twitter. You know, you can call this number, 213-943-3597. You can talk to the host and you can get into, and you can also listen to the show on that number. And we do have a caller. 6962, your line is open.
Hallelujah. In him at all times. Do not lean into your own ways. acknowledge him and he shall direct your path.
Amen.
And I trust and believe in that, for I was told 34 days ago that your glasses will take 3 to 6 months. I took it with a grain of salt. Got a call yesterday. They were in 33 days later. I trusted in God to help me, and he did. If he can do it for me, he can do it for you. Just trust him no matter what it looks like, because we have to walk by faith and not by sight. Hmm. Understand, faith, trust, believe in God at all times, not just when, oh, I got a new car. Oh, the payments are $2,000 a month. Oh, the God, you gave me the car. You'll do it. We have to know what God gives us. He trusts us to take care of it, no matter what it is. No matter. Just know that your God, our daddy, has got us in the palm of his hands. And nothing can happen to us as long as we remain right in the master's hand.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
You know, thank you so much, Evangelist. We appreciate it. You calling in, and thank you for listening. Thank you for that mighty word of God. I know that it might have been for me, but I thank God every month when that car payment comes out that he made a way. Hallelujah.
He'll make a way out of no way.
Amen.
No way.
He sure will, and he does. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So thanking God again this morning for all of you.
Yes.
And thanking you, Evangelist, for coming on and giving a mighty word from God. For I know
Hallelujah.
That it came from God. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
I don't know if Mother Valerie will be on in the morning to read, but she will let me know, and I'll just surprise you. How's that? So thank you so much, everybody. Have a great and wonderful day. Join us tomorrow as we move forward in the Word of God. And Evangelist, when you go in your prayer line tomorrow, keep us all in prayer as well. So thank you so much.
That.
Thank you, family. Have a great and wonderful day. It is, as we like to say on Moving Forward, it's a wrap. May the Lord watch between me and thee. While we're absent, one from each other, in Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours, and please, family, continue to keep Dr. Stanley's family in your prayers.
Yes.
For I know that it's going to be pretty rough for them. He was 90 years old, so you think about it. You had that patriarchy for all those years, and now he's gone on to be with God. So please keep them in your prayers. They're having a private funeral. But if you are in the Atlanta area, they will be having a viewing, I believe, on tomorrow at First Baptist, if you would like to go and pay your respects in person. So thank you. Praise God for you. Have a great day. It's a wrap.